Jalen Brunson, and he's gotten a lot of talk with the free agency coming up tomorrow night in the NBA, 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and the Knicks obviously are going after Jalen Brunson, and what, Matt, going to get a four-year deal in excess of $100 million probably to sign with the Knicks when that opens up tomorrow evening? What do you think of that signing, if that happens?
I like him as a player a lot, but I don't know that I don't know what the Knicks are trying to do to make him the guy that they go after that they think is going to turn it all around. They dumped some salary today, and they sent Nerlens Noel and Alec Burks to Detroit. I think Jalen Brunson's a good player. Is he going to be a star or help get the Knicks to the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs? I don't think so. I think there's a long way to go for that. So I thought that move to me seemed kind of curious.
Okay, but when you look at if you're the Knicks, I mean, to play devil's advocate here, when you look at all the list of free agents, Marcus, all right?
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, and so when you look at it and say, okay, who do we have a chance to attract? In other words, like Zach LaVine, do the Knicks really have a chance to attract a Zach LaVine? It's like Matt and I were saying, if you know the good teams that would be attractive to a free agent, they're over the cap and don't have the money. The bad teams, yeah, they might have cap space, but they're not very attractive. You know, and then a lot of these guys have player options. Like James Harden has a player option. Well, I mean, I don't think he's going to opt out and then go sign with the Knicks. You know, Bradley Beal, we'll see what he's doing with his player option. DeAndre Ayton, we've talked about with the Suns, they have a chance to match. Miles Bridges is also restricted. And so then you get that they ranked him, and they ranked Jalen Brunson number 6. But I'm just saying there's not many guys – that are ranked ahead of him that the Knicks really have a chance to sign.
Well, then this is a good year to set out. You know, I mean, I don't know that you have to go do that. I just don't think that you should ever put yourself in the position of overpaying just because it's the only one. That's how I feel about it. I mean, I think he's okay. I think he's a nice player. And I think he was a really good college guard that for some reason that didn't translate into his draft status. But he's proven to be a pretty good player in Dallas, but I think the Knicks are buying really, really high on him right now. Really high because of the same reason that you said, is that it's a lean year for free agency.
He's cashing in off what he did in the playoffs, right?
Right.
I mean, he really did. Wouldn't
you rather just go spend a little bit more money and get Bradley Beal? I don't know that he would want to go there.
If you could get him. I mean, but that's the thing. Can you attract, you know, is Bradley Beal going to go to the Knicks? That gets back to what we were saying.
Well, he's playing for the Wizards. It's not like he can,
well,
you know, that bad of a deal.
No. Well, if you could, if they thought they could get Bradley Beal, I think they should really go after him. That, you know.
Yeah, right. Right. I think that would be, you're going to spend more money, but it would be, to me, a better deal.
Yeah. Well, but what I was saying on the Mavs, maybe where they screwed up a little bit, because the Mavs, it's not like they don't want him. In fact, they said that Brunson was their top offseason priority, was signing Jalen Brunson. And this is the team that went to the Western Conference Finals. That was their top priority. Now, he's not their best player. Luka obviously is. But the Mavs offered him 4 years, 55.5 contract extension. That was right after the trade deadline, all right? They made the identical offer to Finney Smith. Finney Smith took it. Brunson didn't. You know, and by that point, Brunson, they said, was confident that he could make a lot more than that as a free agent. And it turns out he's right. To the tune of, what, Matt, over $50 million? You know, they were offering him 4 years, 55.5, and he's going to get 4 years over 100. So Brunson made a very good business decision. If he's not a good basketball player, he's at least a good businessman. You know?
Too much money. Too much money. Too much money.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, Your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Yeah, you're probably right, Marcus. You're probably. I do like him though as a player, and in the playoffs, in those games when they didn't have Luka, you know, I mean he was very comfortable with the ball in his hands, you know.
Yeah.
And they were winning games too. It wasn't like it was just a ball stopper and being unsuccessful. They were playing some pretty good basketball with him leading the show. So. I don't know. I don't think it's a terrible deal. Is he being overpaid? Yeah, probably so. What do you think of the Will Hardy signing by Utah as
head
coach?
Don't know much about that. I mean, it looks like he's going to, I guess, to be in Boston with Udoka and Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge and all that influence is a pretty good one for the Jazz to point to think that there could be some success. But I think that that's a shink. Boy, I better be careful with the SHs. But that's a sinking ship with the discord between Gobert and Mitchell and all of the things that they have to deal with.
Well, we were just talking about the Popovich, though. He spent 11 years with San Antonio, you know, Marcus, mm-hmm. under Popovich, and then even
and Udoka disciple, right?
Yeah, Udoka disciple, and then even went to, you know, world championships and Olympics and so forth with Popovich. Popovich, in other words, thought a whole lot of the guy, but he worked his way up from intern to the video department and so forth. This is classic, you know, sounds like Spoelstra or Sam Presti or what, you know, the guy that's paid his dues but started at a very young age, and now at 34 he becomes the youngest head coach in the NBA. To me it looks like, and I don't know anything about, you know, Will Hardy before I read all this, but it looks like it makes a whole lot of sense to me that mm-hmm. he's ready for this at age 34. Much like he'll probably have a stumble. Spo had some stumbles early on and so forth. Some of these guys that become young coaches in that league. But man, you can't have better training than Pop and Udoka and so forth. And
right.
The Popovich tree, you know, Steve Kerr came from the Popovich tree, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's an interesting hire for the Utah Jazz. Marcus, anything else before we get on the Mayfield story we talked about yesterday? But now, where were you on the Mayfield? I mean, I'm saying that, you know, he ought to humble himself and go to the Cleveland Browns, or they should humble themselves and reach out to Mayfield. And Mayfield said there'd have to be some reaching out. It just looks like to me that they ought to, you know, reach out to each other and make it happen.
Well, the Browns are going to have to pay him. I mean, one way or the other, you know what I'm saying, or trade him, something like that. So I would think
they're going to pay him anyway. Even if he goes to somewhere else, they're going to pay most of it. Why not make him their quarterback? I guess that's just pride getting in the way there.
There's something that's happened between these two people that really was pretty bad. I don't know what caused it to get that far, but maybe it just kind of spiraled out of control. I thought about this necessarily. Yeah, what about a trade for the two teams? If it's that bad and you just have to have an option, could you swap Baker for Garoppolo?
See, I don't think that San Francisco would be.
San Francisco doesn't think that Baker's better than Garoppolo?
Better than Garoppolo, but maybe not better, you know, than the young kid they've already, you know, drafted high to be their future. You
right.
Know? So I don't know. I wouldn't see San Francisco doing that, and especially with on, I don't know, with one, you could argue, okay, he's 1 year left on the contract, and you know, would he be better than what they had? I don't know.
Garoppolo has been injury prone, but I would think that's better, clearly better than what they would have in Cleveland.
Well, I'm not going. If I'm Cleveland, I mean, Jacoby Brissett, seriously? That's mm-hmm. A guy with a 14-23 career record, Jacoby Brissett, and he had talent around him too. you know, with England, Indianapolis, Miami, and he's never taken a playoff snap. Baker Mayfield at least has done more than that. And so that, but that's Cleveland for you, Marcus, you know?
Right.
And they're the same team that has struggled forever and guaranteed a guy $230 million that can't even get on the field.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.